Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on tonight, we have Dr. Jeff Dowder to talk about the Hurricane Rita, and is there something called metakinetic energy from people that draws weather systems to them? Dr. Jeff Dowder later in our program. Now, for those of you who say, and I'm one of them, well, I understand that flying an airplane is simply just pushing the button. A computer does it all. Well, you should have seen this thing today, and I'm sure that you, many of you have. If you're in the car right now, you've probably heard about it. The JetBlue aircraft that took off from Burbank here in California, and as the plane was making its way back east, I guess it was going to the East Coast, it was determined that the front wheels had not turned forward. They were sideways, as if you had turned the wheel of your car and the wheels were facing to, let's say, the left. Imagine if you're flying an aircraft and you're trying to land it and the wheels are pointed that way, right? So they can't retract the landing gear because the wheels are twisted. Now they got a problem. The pilot is told to make an emergency landing at LA International Airport, and probably the reason for that is because they got a runway there long enough for him to make his landing. I don't know anything about this. I'm just going to tell you what I saw, okay? This guy brought this thing in. It was beautiful. These guys that say, well, you know, let me tell you, I don't know where these cats are. For a lot of your commercial pilots, and let me tell you something else, commercial pilots don't get a lot of bread. The days where they're making six figures, some of these guys are going hourly. That's the truth. Hourly? You're flying an aircraft like this. I don't know how many people were on board. It was flight 292. If you had anybody on board, everybody's good. I'm assuming that everyone is fine. I did see some medical people there. Probably if I'd been on that plane, it would have been, all right, Mr. Hendry, we'll help you off. You know, I never would have, well, I wouldn't be able to speak again. Okay, Phil, how was that flight? If I could do a show with a stutter, I think. I just landed at LAX, and this guy brought this thing in, man, like it was a walk in the park to quote my main man, Yaphet Kotto, an alien. Walk in the park. He brings it down, rear wheels first. Now he's got a hell of a lot of runway to work with because you could see. I'm assuming, again, that they gave him a lot of runway, and I would have to think that they would. Because where are the brakes on that thing? Are they? There must be in the back gear, right? And the front, too. But the point being, if you don't have front wheels that you're working with, you don't know if that thing's going to collapse. You know what's going to happen. He brings it down, rear wheels first. Now he ever so gently, it was about, and to most pilots that are listening to me, this is very standard by the book, but as a layperson to watch this, you are amazed at the skill. You're just amazed at the ability of these guys. He brought the nose of that thing down like a baby going to bed, man, just as soft as hell. And then when the wheels hit, now understand you can't retract it, the rubber is burning off. You can see smoke beginning to fly from the tires, the front tires. The plane never, the gear never collapsed. Then the rubber soon shears away, and now it's metal against asphalt, and you're looking at just a blaze of sparks flying off the front gear of this thing. And he finally is able to bring it to a stop with this inferno going on underneath him. And you can all just imagine what it's like. I mean, that's why for rest of us, probably people wonder, why do you like to listen to those cockpit tapes? Because you're listening to guys that are doing something that's like cool. I mean, I don't even say cool as in, wow, I'd love to have an aircraft that's in dire distress with 300 passengers on board. You're looking at like a life and death thing, and then you look at what you do for a living, and, you know, it's just so bloody meaningless. Me, for instance, I'm a brain surgeon. I excised a 1-pound tumor from a kid's head. What big deal when it compares? No, but, you know, you're looking at these guys, the lives of all of these people in their hands. This guy knows it. He's probably landing that thing, and everything's going through his head that he's learned. All right, how do you do this? All right, I got this down. If he's any kind of a pilot, and this guy obviously was. And then if you're like me, if I was the pilot and I had time to think, I'd be thinking, okay, let's see the headlines. Yep, there it is. Yeah, okay. Panicked pilot plows it right into the Pasadena freeway. Me, I would have tried to land on the freeway. All right, Hendry, you're doing fine. No, I'm going for the freeway.
Are you out of your freaking... The Arroyo?
Yeah.
Got too many turns.
I'll drive it down the freeway. I don't know. Listen. listen, you nut, you're landing it at LAX, and that's all there is to it. I can't. I'm going for the ocean, man. There's all kinds of water out there, man.
Are you crazy? It'll collapse everything.
No, I saw it on TV one time. Dean Martin was the pilot.
What's that got to do with anything?
Guy's got to drink as much as me.
That's baloney. That was just his image. He was sober.
All right, I'm going to LAX.
Hiya.
It was really something. And for what it's worth, my little tiny contribution to the kudos that this pilot will be receiving, well done, sir, whoever you are. Now, I say that and watch. In 3 hours, it'll be study finds pilot was drinking. I don't know. But for what I know right now, the guy is solid, man. Flight attendants. Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, and then, of course, you got to keep everybody calm. And I don't know how you break the news. How do you do it? You say, okay, if it was me, I wouldn't get on that loudspeaker. I'd walk down there. How you doing? Good? You drink okay? Okay. Look, I just want to tell, I go one person at a time, if I had the time. Look, I want to tell you something. I just, maybe an old lady leaning over, listen.
Yes.
Well, here's the deal. Do you have any sharp object? I tell you what, let me have those. Lean over, belt in, shut up. You too. You go. You don't want to have a flight attendant, though.
Okay, everybody, just remain calm. And in a minute.
All right, so it was cool. All's well that ends well there. That's nice, man. All right, coming up, we got a flashback by request. So anyway, if you're looking at the news, it was a JetBlue. It was flight 292, and you're doing the do.
And a funky chicken, too.
Isn't that a nice touch?
Word up. Word up to your Pastor Rennick.
Hey, by the way, Pastor Rennick will be calling in later on to talk about how FHM and Maxim, those magazines are, they're kind of a blessing and a curse because the women in those magazines are stupendous, but it ain't Playboy. So you're looking at them in bathing suits and lingerie, and Pastor Rennick can't take it any longer. There's too much sexual tension, as he likes to put it. All right, so the flashback request, Margaret Gray will be checking in later on tonight. Dr. Jeff Dowder, who will be discussing with us Hurricane Rita, the newest hurricane that supposedly is headed toward Texas. Should there be evacuations? Is there such a thing as what Dr. Dowder has researched and calls metakinesis, or metakinetic energy, which draws weather systems, is magnetized by people's feelings, is the best way that I can look at it. And just a couple of little notes on our TV show. Coming up, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Say, listen, friends, if the time comes when you're leaving the house and you suddenly realize you don't have anything to wear, go back into the house and go onto our log site. I like that better than website. Go to our log site, log on, and then log off, man. And check out our souvenir shop. You can find Ted's of Beverly Hills shirts. You can find T-shirts. In other words, if you're stark naked, go to our website, order a shirt, and then wait for 2 days for it to arrive. All kinds of souvenirs there for you, and the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CDs are there as well. All the money that we raise goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. Looking at a map of Hurricane Rita heading up the Gulf on its way to Houston. Something tells me, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but maybe there's a mayor and a governor somewhere that might be a little bit more open-minded this time out.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If that was you blowing that horn.
No, you hit it.
Because I heard a horn, man. Speaking, we're going to get to our flashback, but I just was talking before the show with Doug Jones, who is our web thug, and I said, look, my feeling is this, and I'm not saying anybody else should have to do this, but I would build a bunker complex behind the home, and that way, not a bunker, but a storm shelter, and I lift up the lid, I go in there, all right? Now, the reason why I would do that is, it sounds stupid, but I don't have to hassle getting in the car, packing it, get the wife, get the kids, get everybody in there, leave town, battle the traffic jams, battle the panicking idiots in their cars, and then when a hurricane and the tornado have passed through, then get back in the car, go try to get back to your home, and if you heard more people saying, you can't get in. FEMA won't let you in. National Guard, you got to, show your proof of residence. And I just as soon emerge from my storm shelter. And if the house is leveled, it's leveled. But I can sit there in a folding chair with a bowl of split pea soup or maybe a salami sandwich with a shotgun in my lap. And if anybody tries to, strip all the copper away from my insulation or my plumbing, Why then here? You can have a couple of barrels of this. See? It just seems to me like it's a way better thing. Yes, sir? RC, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Sir, I wanted to point out just one thing about what you said about having a storm shelter.
Yeah.
It's all well and good if, you know, the hurricane or the tornado is not accompanied by flooding. But if there's flooding, how do you propose getting out of your little shelter down there, see?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I mean, wait a minute, it's a good point. You,
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You mean if there's water?
Yeah, as in water being, see, I'm assuming you're underground?
Yes, I would be underground because of the wind.
Uh-huh. What about the rain?
Good point.
Shut up, bud. The rain what?
The rain that causes the flood. 1, 2, 3.
Wait a minute, man. I'm thinking.
I know, but the point is, Mr. Henry, I'm with Bradley Military Academy, and we're taking a class right now in urban engineering, and the first thing they warn us about are individuals in urban planning that are what we call losers. And you're one of them, Baba Booey.
Well, you asked for it.
I didn't ask for anything.
Well, what do you do about the flood?
All right, I forgot about a flood. I didn't... Can I make it waterproof? All right, let's go to the... wristwatch. Let's go to the flashback, and this is from Justin. He's right. He says, Phil, you know, Justin, it's such like a... It's like Joe from another era, Justin. Could be any kind of a guy. That's Justin. Justin writes, if possible, I would love to hear Paul McNamara's Don't Lose Your Head, Vote for Kerry. This was perhaps the most offensive thing I've ever heard on your program. In other words, I loved it. Here it is, Justin. It's Paul McNamara's Don't Lose Your Head, Vote for Kerry.
This guy is crazy. To sit here and say that Nick Berg would vote for Kerry just because his father is a Kerry supporter.
Yeah, Nick Berg was a Bush supporter, Mr. McNamara.
Okay, I grew up my entire life as a diehard Democrat. My father served in the legislature as a Democrat my entire life. He is a big Kerry supporter because he's a big Democrat. I'm telling you now, you can call it whatever you want to call it. You can say I've been, you know, changed over, Hannitized, Henryized, you know, Clark Howardized. It makes no difference. I am supporting my president.
I know. Who is Clark?
George Bush and what he's doing. And for
is
you
Clark
to sit
Howard
here,
ball player?
And for you to sit here and say this guy would come back, and if he had the opportunity to vote this fall, and to sit here and say that he would vote for Kerry just because his father is a Kerry supporter, I'm here to tell you you're wrong.
Well, the kid didn't vote for Kerry, Mr. McNamara. The lady's right, because he didn't vote. He was a Bush supporter. He and his father were at odds politically.
Well, he and his father were at odds, Phil. But I think after getting his head cut off, he would then change his mind.
I think that if you're a gambler, then maybe you ought to take the $20 that's about all it sounds like you've got to invest in this deal, and take it down to Vegas, take it to Biloxi or someplace, put it in a freaking machine and pull the arm, because I think that's about all you're talented enough to do.
Ma'am, you know something, I understand you're angry, but I'm a gambler in business.
Yeah, well, you know what the lady just said?
Well, go take $20 and gamble somewhere else.
How much are you investing into this idea?
How much am I investing?
How much are you putting into this idea of don't lose your head, vote for Kerry?
I borrowed some money from my sister. I've got What are you laughing at, ma'am? I don't understand.
Okay, you're borrowing money from people. Does John Kerry even know that you're doing this?
I like to think that he does.
Think that he does. Have you ever met this man?
Nick Berg?
No, I'm talking about John Kerry. Do you know him?
You know what? In a lot of ways, I do know John Kerry. Yes, I do.
But have you ever met him? Have you shook his hand?
You know what? I'll tell you this much. I have shaken his hand in my mind many times because I admire him immensely.
No, answer the lady's question. Have you ever met him?
You've never met him. He has no idea that you're doing something like this that is going to ruin him politically.
I like to think, ma'am, I don't think you're qualified to say that. I'm a gambler. This is a $1 million idea.
Say that.
You borrowed $300.
As a citizen of the United States, I have the right to be able to say that. So I know that I'm qualified to say that.
Well, you have the right to say it. That's true. But whether you're qualified to say it is another thing entirely. Now, I borrowed $300 from my sister. I got another $200 in savings. I rented a silk screening machine from a friend of mine, and we are going. This is a $1 million idea. And
you rented a silk screening machine from a friend of yours, and you've borrowed $200 from her husband, so you got $500.
That's all you need.
That's a lousy investment for your sister.
Ma'am, you see one of my T-shirts, and you'll be wearing it down that down to that Thursday night wet T-shirt contest. So
I seriously doubt that. Seriously doubt that.
Can I ask you something, Rachel? What are they giving away as first prize now? Those a slab of bacon.
You know something, Mr.
I don't know, because I don't hang out in the pool halls with you.
Yeah, you're the guy that's in the pool hall. And I'll tell you something else, Paul. This T-shirt idea is going to blow up in your face.
Yeah, it'll blow up in my face in 20s.
Paul McNamara by request on The Phil Henry Show. It's called Don't Lose Your Head, Vote for Kerry. And let's see, I wanted to make a point. Oh, just one thing. Tell you, tonight we'll have Jeff Dowder on to talk about Hurricane Rita. Now, you're looking at the people leaving Houston, they're leaving Houston, right? Okay. Now we have a snapshot, and everybody that wants to second guess how everybody does everything, all of us who are on dry land, in other words, take a look at how things are done. See, Bush isn't the guy who says, get out of Houston. Maybe you'd like it to be that way, but that ain't how it is. The governor and the mayor, they got to do that. You know that at least in Louisiana, the governor's got to sign off on every city evacuation. Okay? So I think some people think that, like, when Hurricane Katrina was on its way to New Orleans, Bush should have, like, ordered an evacuation. You can't do that. I realize, yeah, I know. It makes me sound like I'm a Bush supporter. It's probably suicide. By the way, I got an email today from one of the cast members from Fillmore Middle, you know, the TV show that we're going to start shooting. NBC this fall, mid-season replacement starring Sarah Alexander and...
Oh, come on, where are you fairy? Quit giving yourself a hummer. Just...
Well, you dirty... I got an email, and it was political. And it was sent as if to say, don't you agree, right? So, can I just say something publicly? I promise that I will do the hardest work I can for NBC. I'm not going to bring my politics to the set, I promise. I'll even, you know, I'll just shut up. Please don't make me go to anything that I don't want to go to, please. Please don't make me read stuff I don't want to read. I actually emailed her back. I said, I don't really agree with this, but do you still want to come over to my house for cocktails? Signed, Phil. So that's all I'm saying. And
what about your blog?
My blog?
Yeah, George Bush's God. What are you going to do about that, huh?
That's a good point, bud.
Yeah. Better believe it's a good point. You better think about that. Because somebody from NBC is liable to log on, take a look at that, and they'll log off, as in log load off.
Yeah, okay. So...
What if the guy calls from NCB? Then you'll be in trouble.
Oh, shut up, will you, NCB? All right, so maybe I'll stop doing the blog.
What a coward.
Well, which way do you want it, man?
So you're a coward, huh? Can't believe in what you want to believe in.
All right, then I'll keep the blog.
You're fired.
I'll get rid of the blog, okay?
What a guy. You're selling out, and
there's something on your nose.
Not the face, Phil. I've got a photo shoot at 3. Ow!
You're gone, man. All right. All I'm saying is, look, I don't want to have to join anything, man. I don't want to have to, you know, most of the people in this town who have a political opinion that is not, say, I guess traditionally liberal, they keep it to themselves. They don't say anything. Believe me, I know plenty of them. And they say, and they're always telling me, just shut up, man. Just shut up. Don't even say anything. Well, I can't do that. I do a talk show. Hello? Well, can't you just shut up on the show? No. You really? Yeah. Isn't there any way you can do your show and not have your politics come out? What are you, crazy? Have to work on that one, Phil. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up is Jeff Dowder on Hurricane Rita and what we may do to avoid Hurricane Rita, believe it or not. And we'll also have a visit from Margaret Gray. Got some email to read. The world-famous Phil Henry Show coming back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Go to Margaret Gray. Margaret, hi, you're on The Phil Henry Show.
Oh, Phil, how are you? Listen, Phil, I wanted to...
Where are you guys right now?
Frank and I are in the backyard.
Well, it sounds very nice. What, do you got a pond there?
We've got an aviary here, and we've got, you know, we've got 6 acres. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't know you had a lot of, it sounds very nice.
Yeah, we're actually in an area. I'll tell you what Frank did. He built me a Japanese tea house. I've always wanted my own Japanese tea garden, and he built me a little Japanese tea house right out here And we have some beautiful azaleas back here. And Frank...
Hello, young man.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Well, Phil, I'm better than Custer. Tell you. I'm out here in this little tea house. She's tea shack. She wanted to come and talk to you. And I said, I'll go out with you, you know.
Okay. Phil, I wanted to know if you're going to be at the function this Saturday.
The function?
I'm asking if you're going to RSVP.
RSVP for what?
Well, Phil, I need you to be there. There's going to be some very important people that are going to be from around the business to be there. I think it'll be fun. And it'll be a fun afternoon.
I don't remember. Yeah, I'll be there. I don't remember exactly what it was. I lost the... What's it called again?
It's a fundraiser. It's co-sponsored by myself and Mary McAdee from the Information Now Bureau. It's called Stop the War Crimes of George Bush Fashion Show and Buffet. And
No, man. I can't do that.
Let me have it.
Frank.
Look at... did you talk to him?
Who?
My wife.
Did I talk to him, your wife?
Yes, she's... Look at... She is going to be there. And...
Margaret?
No. What is wrong with you? The head of NBC, Jeff Zucker.
Who's she?
Jeff Zucker, the head of NBC.
Then who's he?
My wife.
Let me talk to her.
No, hold on. Hold on, I gotta tell you something, all right? When he gets his dander up, you have got to listen to him.
Who?
I'm talking about my wife, Margaret.
Oh, the gender confusion.
What?
Nothing, go ahead.
All right, now look, he wants you to be there, be there. And there's gonna be a lot of very important people there. She'll be one of them.
The...
Zucker, the guy that runs NBC. Aren't you doing a show for NBC?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to piss her off, do you?
No, I don't want to piss her off.
So just do what he says and be there and meet her.
Do what he says?
My wife, Mark... Yeah, talk to this retard.
Phil, are you going to be there?
I can't be... What do you mean the war crimes of George Bush fashion show and buffet?
Phil, the entire city is united. Everyone knows the war crimes... All we're trying to do is...
Let me ask you a question before we go any further. How can you live with a guy who refers to you as a he?
Who?
Frank!
Phil, he never refers to me as a he. When he's talking to me, he says Margaret.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's going to talk about me in the third person to my face?
Wow. Boy, are you dumb.
Here's Frank.
All right, look, if he wants you to be there, okay? Now, are you going to bring your wife?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, well, tell him to dress casual. Tell him just to wear a string of pearls, bring a purse, heels, you know, push up brassiere. I bet you he looks good that way, huh?
He looks good that way.
Yeah. What are you getting all... Oh, look at you, the prude, huh? You know, my wife doesn't worry him. Man, he gets into some hot-looking stuff, and I can't wait to get him home and get him in bed.
Look, Frank, I can't talk about this.
Get you getting all prissy, huh?
No, it's that you're talking about your wife being a he.
My wife is a he. You calling her a she?
Aha! You said her.
Who?
Your wife, she.
He?
Get out of here.
Here, talk to her.
Yeah, Phil.
Wait, did he just call me a her?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, anyway, are you going
to
be there?
No, I can't go to anything called the George Bush War Crimes Fashion Show and Buffet. I can't do it.
I think she's ruining our country.
Oh, my God, you're infected with it.
Who?
You just called George Bush a she.
No, I'm talking about Laura Bush. You see, she's going to have...
See you later.
Hey, look, give me the phone.
What?
Kind of phone.
Let me tell you something. It takes some pair on anyone to hang up. I'll tell you what. The day she hangs up on me is the day that I no longer go on her show.
You talking to me?
Oh, I thought I was talking to Bud.
No, it's me.
All right. Well, tell her I didn't mean it then.
Who?
But, look at Phil. Don't ever hang up on me, all right? Now, the last person to hang up on me, you want to know who it was?
I don't know. It was probably somebody really important.
It was someone very important. It was the President of the United States, Bill Clinton. And I told her, I said, listen, next time I see you, you better run. And she has never called me again.
All right, well, Frank,
So you think about that the next time you hang up on me, all right?
You realize that you talk like a retard.
Listen to you. I talk like a retard, huh? What, like Larry, Moe, and Curly? Huh? I talked to Moe Howard. She wasn't a retard at all. She was very smart.
Oh, get out of here, man. I can't understand a word you're saying. President Clinton, she never called me again. And your wife's a he, huh?
Yeah, I hope my wife is a he. I sure as hell hope she's not a she. You know something? I'm coming through the phone to kick your ass.
Wait a minute.
No, I am.
Wait a minute. Get out of here.
Well, here I am.
Hey, wait. Ow! Ow! Talk to me like that. Now I'm going back on the phone.
There, I'm back. Oh, I'm caught in a void somewhere. There's no pond. Oh, yeah, now I'm back. All right, Margaret, get the hot tub warmed up and get your clothes off.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You got milk? You need some ice?
No, I don't need some ice. Don't touch my nose. All right, we'll be right back at the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jeff Dotter coming up with a look at Hurricane Rita, and is it possible the hurricane's being drawn to certain areas? Hurricanes are drawn to certain areas by the actual temperament of people. And someone called Harry and said, what, did Dotter go to medical school? Actually, Dotter has a degree in something called mechanical physics and has at times taught at Caltech. Idiot savant? Sure, I'd go there. I'd go ahead and I'd embrace that. Because as you know, Dotter, when it comes to everything else, couldn't find it with both hands and a flashlight, man. This is the guy that thinks that forest fires are started by the fur from bunnies because his friend Toby Bowe dropped a hit of acid and told him so. The guy lives up in Mint Canyon. He and Toby, you know, and their buddy Tim Henley, three surfers, can't afford wetsuits, go out and freeze their cojones off, sitting at the freaking wedge, you know, in the morning. Then they get out of there, you know, no surf etiquette at all, cutting in front of people. You know, just arguing about their boards, no leashes. See, there's real people out there trying to surf, and these two idiots are out there breaking in front of people, getting into arguments with each other, fist fights, boards flying up on the sand, their shorts are coming off. Then after that morning is all done, then they go off and do something else. But anyway, Dotter is, he's going to be talking to us about Hurricane Katrina. And I just saw a thing. I just got to see, you know, look at, tell me this isn't funny. Come on. You know, like, I'll hear people say, the Abu Ghraib scandal. Now, that was a disgrace. And that just proves to you the kind of disgrace. Do you know that the biggest story, the biggest trial they have is this Lindy England? She had thumbs up with a cigarette while a guy had underwear on his head. I mean, that's it. You got to, at some point, be open-minded enough to look at that, go on. And that's, you're right. We made a bigger thing out of that. People won't do it, man. They're hanging on to that, man, like they're hanging on to gold. The biggest case is this poor little girl who somebody pulled out of her mother's womb with forceps around the head or something. And now she is on trial for her life because she, like, put underwear on some raghead's head. Okay? Now, people, every time they want to talk about how corrupt and messed up everything in Iraq is, first thing out of their mouth half the time is Abu Ghraib, right? Like it's the Gestapo. You know what? What you ought to do someday is, for a lot of people who don't think that that's the worst thing, you ought to check out some books on war crimes. Find out what real war crimes are, some of the things that were done, some of the things that are still done. Like, have you ever heard of Yugoslavia, the Balkans, the Serbians? Okay. And I'm sorry, man. I'm going to say it. I don't care. I'm not going to apologize for it anymore. I'm getting tired of it because people have gotten so stupid. That's what I'm saying. See, everybody has gotten so dumb. And here's the other thing. Bush's approval ratings are at an all-time low. What does that tell you? Well, it tells me that people don't dig what he's doing right now, but that just happens. That's public opinion, man. That goes. You talk about whichever way the wind's blowing, man. And the only way people feel good is if, you know, there's an extra chicken in their freaking pot. If something happens tomorrow, then you know, that's good. Bush's approval ratings go up to 90%. Then what are you going to say? Approval ratings are, like, meaningless. Yeah, stuff's tough right now. Most people don't get it. A lot of cats don't get it. Don't understand it. Don't want to understand it. And, you know, they play to everybody's fear. and there's been a hurricane, and there's been a lot of people killed, and the easiest thing to do is get all pumped up and crazy. And Lindy England is standing there with a big grin on her kisser and a cigarette hanging out of her yap, and there's a guy there nude with his, you know, he's nude with, you know, underwear on his head, and it's bad. I understand it's very bad. It's terrible. What if that was somebody's, you know, somebody just gotten done wiping with that underwear? That's bad. Oh, you think it's funny, huh, Henry? Well, I mean, I just don't think it's comparable to, say, like what the Gestapo used to do, which is to pick up a kid by its feet and then swing it around and bang its head against a boxcar door until their head came open. You see? See, you got to bring up the Nazis, don't you? Well, I mean, come on, man. Underwear on the head? That's the biggest case. What other cases have you got?
We've got a few. We're looking at them.
Like what? Come on, give me one.
Well, you know, the other guy.
What other guy?
Her boyfriend.
Yeah, he was like one of the guys at the thing.
Well, he made a bunch of guys nude get on top of each other.
Okay.
And then, and the commanding officers, they got it too.
Yeah, the guys up the chain of command, they got it. Yeah, okay. What else?
And also, another thing? Oh, shut up.
Ah, come on, man. Cats give me a pain, you know that? I don't care. And, oh, what else? Aruba. What happened to that? Where's Natalie? Hey, Greta. Hey, Greta.
In other news today.
Greta!
Excuse me for a minute. I'm Greta Van Susteren. What?
Hey, how come what happened to Natalie Holloway, Greta?
Getting back to Hurricane Katrina, are we the...
Hey! It's like I'd like to get a bottle of scotch, right? Drink half of it and then go to Greta's front lawn. Just, hey! Lights come on down, up and down the street, you know. Hey! Miss Van Susteren? Miss Van Susteren!
Who is it, Ed?
I'll chase him away, dear. What do you want?
I'm a very big fan of Miss Van Susteren, and I came here, and I want to come out and have a drink with me.
Get out of here before I call the police.
Well, I don't want to hurt anybody. I just want to ask her a question.
What's your name?
Phil Henry.
Are you that jackass with the talk show?
That's me.
Get out of here. My wife is not giving out autographs.
Well, I don't want an autograph. I just want to know, what about Natalie Holloway?
Who?
Natalie Holloway?
You mean Natalie Holloway?
Yeah. How come she's not talking about it anymore?
I don't know, but my wife right now is going through a beauty treatment.
I bet you that takes a long time. I'm sorry.
All right, that's it. I'm calling the cop. You know, I would just like to be out there on the front lawn. I'm hammered out of my skull. What happened to Natalie Holloway? Oh, well, I guess that's not in the news anymore. There's other missing women. There are other missing children. There are bigger fish to fry, larger stories, bigger ratings to be got. And I'm not complaining, but when you look at the very earnest looks on anybody's face, and that includes the cats on CNN, too, don't worry about it, it's the same look of we really care until we don't care anymore. And right now, man, I bet you that mother, what was her name, Valerie Holloway or Valerie, she was married to that guy named Jughead. Wasn't she married to a cat named Jughead?
Jug.
Wasn't it Jughead?
No, it was Jug.
Yeah, it was Jug. His last name was Head.
Right.
All right, so her mom, I bet you she wondered, I bet you the air went out of her like faster than the freaking wind out of a duck's rear end. All of a sudden, the cameras were on the front lawn. The newspapers were interviewing. Next thing you know, well, gotta go. Off they go to New Orleans, man. And then they got this other case of some girl that's missing. And, man, she's standing there. And before the exhaust settles in the parking lot, there's nobody around. Just thinking. And that's what I get for thinking. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.